Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Okay, and we are live. Hello, everyone. How is it going? I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. And I am here with my dear friend, Tony Ivey from OmegaNet Inc. Welcome, Tony.
Thank you. Welcome. Hello, everybody.
It's so great to be here with Tony because, you know, so many private label sellers are really wondering, how do I get beyond Amazon? How do I, you know, are my products even ready for that? Can I, you know, how do I sell wholesale? Somebody posted in Darren Tilly. Posted in the Amazing at Home group yesterday, he asked, what kind of things should I include in a contract with someone? So he had someone reach out to him on his website, which is what often happens to us, right? Mm-hmm. We'll have a website, someone will reach out to us and they'll say, well, I would like to buy your products wholesale for my store. And so Darren said, Amy, what do I do? What kind of contract do I need to have in place? And people really don't know. So Tony, she has just been in this industry forever and she's got just all this knowledge and she is going to help us master getting the first steps to starting to sell wholesale. So we're not talking big box retailers now. We got a long way to go before we get there. We're talking smaller specialty retailers, the first step. So we're going to get into it now. I'm going to share my screen and then I'm going to let Tony take it away with let's see here. I just want to make sure that I have the full screen here. Oh, wrong one. Let me come back here one more time. I want to get the full screen one. So there we go. All right. Can you see that? Good. Let's get started then. All right, Tony. I would love for you to introduce yourself to our viewers.
Wonderful. Well, I'm excited to talk to all of you. Yes, OmegaNet Inc. has been in business for 22 years. We were the first in the industry to really start taking wholesalers online, so stores could order online. But yes, I was doing 22 gift shows a year, having many booths representing other lines, importing lines, back in the 90s. And in the late 90s, I started OmegaNet because there needed to be a way that stores could find products in between shows, trade shows, and manufacturers could show their products and new items and everything in between shows. And there had to be an easier way. And so we started OmegaNet and have helped close to 1,000 different manufacturers sell to stores, mom and pop stores all over the country, all over North America, and other places, South America, etc., doing millions of dollars worth of wholesale e-commerce. And it's just an exciting thing to be able to talk to you about how we can help you take the next step.
Yes. And, you know, back in the day when you got started, Tony, it was a lot. If you were a retailer who wanted to sell to a mom and pop or, you know, any kind of store that was across the country, you had to go to trade shows. And you you had to live on the road, right? You didn't get to kind of sell out of your website or out of your home or, and so now, you know, what you've done with OmegaNet has kind of changed the whole landscape. It's really gotten, it's given people the ability to sell, to access all these smaller independent retailers that would not otherwise be able to access without going to a trade show.
Well, and there are trade shows. There are major trade shows. The Atlanta one is the largest. New York, Dallas, Las Vegas. There's regional ones around the market. So to really get a spread all over the nation, you had to be on the road. Some of my clients have told me that they do 30 to 45 trade shows a year. Well, that's ridiculous. Myself, at this point, I was doing 20 to 22 trade shows a year in the Southwest. And I said, there's got to be an easier way. There's got to be an easier way. And so we have found it, and it's been highly successful.
Yeah. And, you know, you helping with Amazing at Home is not new. You've been helping. We had the Canton Fair Experience. You were helping with the Canton Fair Experience participants. And you've also helped so many of my clients at Amazing at Home get started in wholesale. So I love that.
Yeah.
So I think the first question that people have is, are my products a good fit? Right. So let's talk about some things to consider before maybe thinking about taking the wholesale leap. So the first thing that you should ask yourself is, do you have a website, right? And you know, Tony can build you a website just for selling wholesale, that's fine. But if you already have a website, if you're only selling your products on Amazon, for example, and your brand doesn't really live anywhere, then you might have a few extra steps to complete before you can get into selling wholesale, because you really want to have some brand presence off of just Amazon. So a lot of people, they just launch their product on Amazon and they don't have anything. They don't have a website or anything. So again, Tony's company can build you a website, that's specific for wholesalers and that they can log into and order from you. So don't let this be a complete barrier, but it's something to think about when you're thinking about just really starting to expand your company. Do I have that right, Tony?
Definitely. There are several steps. There are several things to consider. One of the things that is very important is that you know what brand you have. Building your brand and where people know your name. But there's steps even before that. Do you have a logo? You know, do you have certain colors that you use? One of the things we're dealing with a lot of people that sell only to Amazon is that their products are not packaged in a way that would be in a retail store. So a lot of times I'll tell people, go to a retail store, look at how things are packaged. We need to figure out a way to not just present your item in a plastic bag, but let's design a header. Let's, you know, do some packaging. And again, your brand, your colors. That's one thing that we need to talk about is the packaging. But even before that is that, do you have the margin to sell wholesale? Let me explain. If you are selling on Amazon, let's say for $20, the store is wanting to know that they can sell it in their store for $20 to $25. So that means that when a store buys a product, they want a 50% margin at least. What that means is that they want to buy it from you for $10. So you say, oh my goodness, that's taken my profit. Well, let's talk about volume. The volume at $10 that the store can sell for $20 to $22 or $25. What you don't want a store to do is to search for your product on Amazon and it is selling on Amazon to consumers for less than they can buy it and sell it in their store. When I started in this industry, no manufacturer would dare sell at a retail online. There was no Amazon at that point. But what was crazy is that slowly in our industry, I mean, no manufacturer would dare put up a website at all, or maybe just an information website, but never a retail website, and never sell retail to the consumers, or a store would not buy from you at all. But now it's different. It started changing about 10 years ago, 10 to 12 years ago. And now, as long as you don't undercut your stores, you can sell retail online, and a store doesn't seem to bother it. What that means is that if you're selling for 15, but you're selling to the stores for 10, they can't double their money. So you've got to look at your figures. And after all is said and done, do you have the margin to really enter the wholesale market?
Right. In order to meet that volume, you know, as well, because it's really going to change your sales when you suddenly, you know, Amazon is just one channel. So when you can suddenly sell in hundreds or thousands channels, that's really going to mean a lot more volume for your company. So even if, and you know, a lot of people forget about Amazon fees. You're not going to have to pay Amazon fees when you're selling to a retailer, right? You're just paying for your cost of goods before it reaches Amazon. And so, and then often the retailer is actually paying for shipping to their location as well.
Oh yeah, all the time. The retailers know that they're going to have to pay for shipping to their location. They know that.
So you definitely can fit that into your margin. So you don't have to like think, oh my goodness, on Amazon, you know, it's $18 after fees and everything, and I'm only selling it for 25. Well, you may, if you're getting it from your supplier and you can get it to the US to, you know, a 3PL or third party logistics center for, you know, $8, well, then that still leaves you enough margin to do well, because you know you're still $10 under what you're selling it for.
But also you're going to be selling in volume, and that's one of the things that we've run into with some of the people. They just have a big mass case where a store is not going to want to order. I mean, they're not going to be buying onesie twosies. I mean, when you sell to a store, you're going to sell in 12s or 6s of that item, or 3s or 4s, or, you know, so you're selling multiples. You're not selling onesie twosies.
Right. And
that saves a lot of work.
Exactly. And then the other thing that we wanted to cover is, do you have a way to take payments? So the first thing is, if all of your products are at Amazon fulfillment centers, you're going to want you can't fulfill wholesale bulk orders from Amazon fulfillment centers. So you're going to want to either have a warehouse that you keep them at. And there's plenty of these warehouses in 3PLs across the country, and they're very affordable. And you're just going to want to have a way to be able to fulfill products. And again, the retail will pay for shipping. You just have to have a way to say, okay, 3PL, can you send a case of 6 of these to this address? Here's the shipping label that this retailer has provided me.
So right.
It's very easy, but then you also have to have a way to take payments. So you need, you know, you're not taking, the customer's not paying Amazon anymore, right? So you need to be able to take payments. There's plenty of payment providers. You've got Stripe, you've got Square, you've got PayPal. You just need a way to accept a payment for someone buying these quantities from you, and then a way to store your inventory outside of Amazon so that you can fulfill some of it.
Right. And reason why you have to have something like Square or Stripe or something like, or authorized.net or something there, you need a way to process a credit card, not online. So store may call you, they may fax you an order. There's a way. You need a way to process it, because we don't do our wholesale websites with a gateway where the payment is right away. Let me tell you why. A lot of stores right now, it's January, a lot of stores are purchasing for next Christmas. So they don't even want it shipped till the 1st of November, but they want to place the order now. which is wonderful for you because that helps you in your scheduling, your purchasing and your inventory. But a lot of times they would be really upset if you charge their card now for what they're not going to get until November. Right. So you need to be able to take that order securely. They're going to put it on a credit card. You're going to get that credit card. You're going to put it in a folder and you know when you're going to have to ship. So and let's say a store ordered $1,000 worth of products, and they want it shipped to you right away, but you only have $500 worth of products in stock. And one of the things the store will tell you if they want things back ordered or not, they'll say back order yes or back ordered no. That means if you only have 500 of the $1,000 order that they want on hand, they only want the 500. They only want to be charged for the 500 plus shipping. So you need to, once your order is ready to go, include shipping, then process the order. That's the way it's done in wholesale. Just like if you were at a trade show too, you would take the order, you would get the credit card, but you would not process the credit card until you get back to your office and you're ready to ship.
And so it does also, this last bullet point here, it is going to require some office work, right? It is going to require you taking the order, you're getting some orders, which is really great. You can, order more from your supplier, you can get bigger bulk discounts, that kind of thing. So it's really good for your business, but at the same time, it is going to require some follow-up work to say, hey, we got this order for you. We're ready to deliver it and get that shipping information and send it out. So just remember, it's not going to be, there is going to be some work to set it up. But once you get it all set up, then it becomes just like any other process in your business, and you're able to grow through that.
Now, there are some 3PL facilities out there that will take the order for you and everything. They'll act your back office. They'll actually take phone calls.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah, I know one in Kentucky, which is good because Kentucky is almost like the middle of the country. And so they can ship to the east or the west, and it's just getting it to the fulfillment company there. But they'll actually act as your back office secretary, and they'll do all that kind of stuff for you. Of course, it's a little fee.
Got it. So let's go over some business rules. So, the whole thing, sometimes you'll notice on websites, there's usually a separate login for wholesalers. And the reason there's a separate login for wholesalers is because you don't want the wholesale prices to be right on your main front page where your retail prices are. And retailers would not want to see that either, right? So, you don't want the customer, and this is like, you got to hide that from the customer, right? That's not the customer facing side of your website. So you really want to have kind of a back end area on your website where a wholesaler can log in and they can follow these business rules for wholesale. And that's what Tony's company sets up for you. So we can go over some of these business rules. They have to be able to register with their sales tax number and all of their retail information. And this is for tax purposes, right? Because you're not charging them taxes.
No.
And you're using that sales tax number. So your accountant's going to need that at the end of the year. So you need to make sure you have an easy way to collect their sales tax information. So if you have this area on your website, it's very easy for them to submit those documents. They're used to it, And then you have everything you need when it comes to tax time to take care of things. And then you need to make sure that you have minimum orders and minimum reorders. And I'll let Tony explain that.
Yes, because it's not unusual at all. Again, your wholesale website is not for onesie, twosie orders. They are for volume orders. So your initial opening order may be $250, but if once a company has ordered from you, maybe the minimum reorder is $50. So it has to be, a wholesale website is a totally different animal from a retail website because it has to meet all these business rules. Over the years, we developed the system for specifically for the industry. And each manufacturer has different minimum orders, different reorders. And you need to make sure that the consumers are not ordering from you that is actually legitimate stores, just like if you were at a trade show. And even the items, let's say you have 100 items. Well, some of the items, they have to order six. Some of the orders, they items, they have to order 12 because that's the way they're packed. And I help you with this too. I mean, there are sometimes a store is not going to, they're not going to order $500 worth of a product if they haven't proven that it will sell in their store. So I tell people, listen, you're getting this big master carton loose that you're using, you know, with loose items that you're using for Amazon. But for a store, they may want those items, only six of them. In a mini carton or whatever, small carton. So that's something that you can, once we talk about how best to sell your products, you will talk to your supplier and they will charge a little extra to put them in a mini carton so that the 3PL people can just pick out that part carton, slap the shipping label on it, and send it on.
Exactly.
Now, some of the other things is that a store will want to put a purchase order number on it. And maybe your item you're going to offer, if they only order six of an item, it's one price. But let's say they're going to order 600 of an item. Well, you may choose to give them a lower price. And that is all easily set up in our system so that it'll actually show them, if you order six, it's this price. If you order 144, it's this price. But if you order 600, it's this price. And that entices the store to go ahead and get the discount and go ahead and order more products. Now, we already talked about the fact that some people want delayed shipments. But also, they want to be able to tell you easily when the ship date is. Or if they can't get it by December 24, they want to cancel it. You know, so it's these are just some of the rules. And our system is built so that it easily, you just enter it on a spreadsheet and it easily follows the rules for you. Our system has a way that you can see reports, like what is your best selling item online? What is your, what kinds of stores are purchasing your products? You may be surprised on what stores are purchasing your products and how, and what your best sellers are. When I started in this industry back in the early 90s, there would be to Atlanta probably 50 to 70,000 stores that would come from all over the world. Now I'm headed to Atlanta next week. And to be perfectly honest, we'll be surprised if there's 30 to 40,000. The reason why is online, that they can come and instead of spending 10 days walking the floors, ordering products, and only being able to order it twice a year, they now can order all the time.
Exactly. So, from any one of the vendors in this wholesale network, right? So, Tony, what kind of products, I think we had this on the previous slide, but what kind of products are not a good fit for small and kind of specialty retailers like this? Are there products that people should not, you know, maybe that aren't a good fit for what OmegaNet does?
I'm amazed what sells. when you go through, like when I'm in Atlanta, there are 8,000 exhibitors. I'll walk by things and I'll think, why would a store ever purchase that? Why would a consumer ever purchase that? But yet, you know, they're there. And yes, even though trade shows used to be more popular, even though some people don't want to do, and it's kind of expensive. It is expensive to do a trade show. Trade shows can still be a vital, important part of the sales. Right. But then again, you need to analyze what kind of trade shows you want to go to. But I don't know if there's any particular kind of products that sell and or don't sell wholesale. I mean, we have everything from jewelry to pet supplies to skincare lines to tabletop stuff to tablecloths and sheets. And I mean, yeah, we've got clients of all types of products that do phenomenally. So,
So it's best to ask the question. It doesn't cost you anything to ask the question. If you feel like you're ready for wholesale, then, you know, you can at least ask the question.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of this episode. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.